Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Having fun wasn't hurt.
Expecting Skip to roll in any time to do the Sweet 16. Until then, I have a sports broadcasting question for Wheels.
Oh.
So you have these dynasties. You have Jack Buck, you have Joe Buck, you have Harry Carey and Skip and Chip and Stefan and, you know, just like all this. Do you think it's more nature? You're just born with the voice and able to do it? Or you think it's growing up constantly surrounded by it?
As to why that goes
why
that way?
Why it's generationally these guys are good.
Mostly I think it's growing up around it and having the experience and being comfortable in the environment. Because physically, they don't all sound the same, right? They don't all have, you know, the perfect James Earl Jones voice. Like, every broadcaster of sports is going to be a little different. Now, they all sound good, but I don't know that that's just the draw. Like, there's a lot of people that sound good, but are they good storytellers? Are they comfortable in that environment? Do they handle the speed of a game or big moments or whatever? So I would say that it's probably more immersion, right? You've been around it and you've learned it and you've seen it from the word go. But it, yeah, there's always, in everything, there's some kind of latent talent, right? I mean, there's some kind of something you have, whether it's your ability to be funny, whether it's, you know, somebody else's ability to spin a basketball on their fingers. I mean, there are physical parts to it, like, in, you know, inherited parts to it. But I would say it's far more about what you learn being around it.
I heard Frank Cusmano interviewing Rooney when he was given the award at the MAC this week. And Rooney said something really interesting. He said that when he did his first game with Buck, that he called a play. It was a good play, but he said, I called it like it was the bottom of the ninth in the World Series. And he said, on the break, Jack said to him, son, you better pace yourself because you're going to wear the listeners out. I thought that was great.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, he's got, I mean, there are just so many. It's one of my great things that I'm bummed about is that I never met Jack because it was, you know, he passed away long before I got to the market. But so many people have such cool stories about how generous he was. Wouldn't let other people pick up a check, you know, would tip big. Great advice for young broadcasters, you know, bringing the, you know, because that's not always the case.
No.
Sometimes, you know, veteran broadcasters can be cold
entitled
to younger broadcasters or just threatened sometimes. Mm-hmm. And never heard that from about him from anybody that interacted with him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's pretty awesome, man. I mean, and it's not, you know, in his time. You know, when I'm talking about when Jack Buck is young and that generation, when they're young, they were kind of in the beginning of this explosion, right?
Yeah, they're like the Beatles.
So they're kind of, yeah, they're kind of like, you know, TV was just starting when they were young, and like TV sports was just starting. You know, TV sports weren't that big until maybe 30, 35 years ago. Like, if you go back to the 90s, you weren't seeing every game for the Cardinals when they played. You see a couple a week. You know, I mean, and it might have been since I got here in 2006 that every game was televised. So, like, and that's sport-wide. That's not just here. So that was, you know, pretty common thing. So it was a lot different. And obviously, in Jack's case, doing radio for KMOX, you know, that existed for a long period of time. But sports didn't always hold the sway that it does in the last 20, 30 years, right? It wasn't always as big a thing as it is now.
Yeah, I get
that. Those guys helped with that. They're part of what made it grow.
Mm-hmm. Skip just walked in while he's getting settled. Another sports question. You say, do you think it's time for a Chiefs rebuild?
I mean, not tear down, right? Like, don't trade Patrick Mahomes, but they're done. Like, the dynasty's done. They can't run block anymore. They don't have enough talent. They don't have enough guys catching the ball. Travis Kelce's still fine, but he's not what he used to be. And what he used to be is a dynamic playmaker, a guy that was a difference maker. Now he's more of a reliable guy. Their defense is still good, but they've got so much work to do. And for all those years where it seemed like every little thing went their way,
yeah,
well, they're not getting those anymore, and it's not magic, it's talent. They're just not as good as they used to be, so they don't create those opportunities the way that they used to do it.
Yeah. What's up, brother?
Hey, it's nice, cozy, nice warm fire.
It's a good
in here.
Vibe, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great.
It's like a hot toddy.
Yeah, it's
and
great.
Skip's wearing his warm Christmas coat.
That's right. Yeah. Got my green velvet
on. He loves
it.
How's the house? You, like all the Christmas trees, you still go crazy?
Yeah, but it's way smaller.
Pared down.
Yeah. All you know, we stored most of that stuff off-site.
Did you?
We did not lose. We lost maybe 25% of our Christmas stuff. So it's all sitting because we don't have enough room for the 15-foot trees or any of that stuff. So it's all sitting waiting.
I hope this isn't too personal of a question. If it is, punch me in the mouth. Do you have nightmares about that night when the house burned?
I wouldn't. Nightmares is probably a little bit too strong, and it hasn't happened in a while. But I would say maybe a couple times last year.
Yeah.
There's times where it was like a little bit of a flashback. And certainly, a couple times a fire alarm has gone off, and it makes me kind of freak out a little bit. We had one where it went off in the condo we're staying in, and it was because like some dust particles, and the place was new. And so we're sitting here freaking out, and the fire department's coming because it's connected to a thing. And another time we were in a hotel, and the fire alarm went
off.
You're
the first ones out the door.
I was walking the dogs because we were going back and forth to Tennessee, and I didn't even hear it. So my wife's freaking out, wondering where I'm at, going outside, and I'm walking the dogs down, you know, in the field next to the hotel. And that was kind of weird, too.
Yeah,
the
I bet.
Department. But once again, it was the same thing. The hotel was brand new, and just the particles in the air gets in the detectors, and it's just freaky. So,
I want to do the Sweet 16.
Absolutely.
How you feel about it?
I feel good about
okay,
it.
Okay.
Yeah,
good.
I think it's a good one. There's some really good ones. I had so many obscure ones because I read a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
And I go, man, this would be a great one, but nobody's going to know who that is.
I feel you. Yeah. I feel you.
And there was a couple that that were not as obscure, but I know, but I've talked about that show or book or something in the past, and nobody watches that show or whatever. So I said, I can't use that. So
yeah.
But,
so, by the way, we're doing Sweet 16 of fictional lawyers. So, okay. Kick it off.
Well, I'm going to start by the Sweet 16 of terrible chairs.
Yeah, that's not a good one.
All right. No. Okay. I think there's an easy number one seed. Easy number one seed. Atticus Finch.
He was my number one
He's
pick
the man to beat.
I almost didn't do it because I knew everybody would have it. But it's,
he's the man to beat.
He's one of my favorite characters and one of my favorite actors and one of my favorite movies.
Yeah.
So I had to put it on there.
Yeah. People, we should, whether it's a Sweet 16 or it's just a segment, I saw something on TikTok the other day and someone said, are there any good black and white movies? And I thought, oh my God.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
You want to hear how much time you
got? Yeah.
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 Andrew.
Lionel Hutz.
That's my number one.
I knew that was coming. I didn't even bother to write it down. I knew one of you two would have it.
Yeah. Wheels.
Vinny Gambini.
That was my number two.
Let's go.
I wrote that one down.
Want to talk about the two Utes.
That was, as a lawyer, that was a really good movie. Like, real things happen. You know, like, I could see, like, that's a real thing. Like, that's,
I'm going to say Elle Woods from Legally Blonde.
Good one.
Good one.
I don't know what rank he was, but Tom Cruise, Caffey, Lieutenant Caffey, in A Few Good Men.
Yeah.
Very good one.
That's very pretty great.
One. Back to Skip.
I'm going to go with Mickey Haller, the Lincoln Lawyer.
Oh, I've not seen that. I haven't seen the series. I haven't seen the movie.
Is
Everyone
that
says it's great. Yeah.
The movie is, yeah.
The movie is
Matthew McConaughey. The show is the guy who plays the Hispanic guy in the new Magnificent Seven. It's a good actor. I don't remember his name, but everything he's in is good. But I love the books. It's written by the same guy that wrote Bosch. You know, we talked about Bosch.
Yeah.
Michael Connelly wrote all those. You know, he's got a few characters that they're all in the same universe. And they're fantastic books. Really, really fun reads.
Yeah. Andrew.
Erin Brockovich.
Oh. Interesting.
Well,
she's not fictional.
She's not fictional.
Yep.
That really happened.
The movie.
It really happened.
Yeah, that was real. Erin Brockovich is a real person.
Yeah.
Oops.
And what?
It was a real. Yeah.
That really happened. That's a true story.
Yes.
All of it.
And then to make it even crazier, one of the lawyers that worked with her, his name is Tom Girardi. He went on to steal like tons of money from victims of an airplane crash, and he's married to one of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Oh, that's how I know that name.
It's like all played out in the press. That was crazy stuff that was happening.
Yeah, okay. Wow, that's so crazy. That would have won if it was allowed.
Yeah, let's not do that one. Andrew Beckett.
And fictional president, George W. Bush.
And I'm asking for myself. I'm also asking for the audience. Who is Andrew Beckett? What movie is this?
Tom Hanks from
Philadelphia.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. All right. Awesome movie. That's wonderful movie. Yeah. If you've never seen it.
Nobody did Righteous Indignation better than Jack McCoy on Law & Order.
Yeah, he was
a DA.
I think he's the best lawyer of all the ones, all the permutations of that. I think.
Oh, of that show? Yeah, I agree completely.
I like the guy whose name is Linus, the actor whose name is Linus that played underneath him too. Mm. I don't remember his. He was later still Law & Order, not one of the offshoots, but Jack McCoy was great.
Right.
I'm gonna go with. Wait, did we? Yeah, we just did Wheels. Okay, I'm going to go with Matlock.
Damn
from
you.
Matlock.
Wait, though. Old school or new school?
Oh, we got to go old school. Sorry, Kathy Bates.
Not you.
That show looks fun. I only see it in previews on the work TV out here.
Yeah, you see it on football.
Yeah, and on football, but it looks fun.
That does seem like something you would just like kind of watch at like your parents' house.
Yeah, like it's just on, and there's two episodes in a row, and you watch
Here's my thing
and you're like,
Matlock.
This is fun, because Kathy Bates.
I damned you, because that was my next guess.
Okay.
Or my next submission. The thing about Matlock to me is that it's sort of like playing a video game on the easiest setting. Once you see who the characters are in the episode, you know exactly what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
But it's satisfying.
Mm-hmm. And it's the dialogue is good. It's always... Yeah. I had never saw it, and I knew of it as a running joke in The Simpsons.
Yes.
You know, they always talk about all the... And when I had my heart surgery and I was laid up for a few days, we have MeTV. I don't know if you know what MeTV is.
Oh, sure.
This has got some old great shows on it, and if you go beyond the time when I normally go to work, they have like The Waltons and Heat of the Night, and they have Matlock.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched it the first day, and I go, man, why didn't I ever watch this thing? And I never missed it after that. Now, most of the time I'm working it, but, you know, I think it's a cool show. I thought it was a fun show, and Andy Griffith did a great job with
it. I don't know his name, but Jim Carrey in Liar Liar. Anyone see that?
Yeah, great. Imagine that. Can't lie. That was a pretty funny movie, man. I mean, like,
it's pretty good.
It probably is not as funny now as I thought it was then, but it was really hilarious.
Yeah.
Let's see. What's his character's name?
No idea.
I'm looking.
It was sad, too.
It's Fletcher Reed.
Arlier.
Back to Skip.
Jackie Chiles.
Oh, yeah. Seinfeld.
One of the best every now and then recurring characters.
Mm-hmm.
Such a great... And then, you know, they were making fun of Johnny Cochran, but it was so... It was so over the top.
It was a great satire.
I loved it.
Andrew?
Elle Woods.
I think we already had that.
Legally Blonde. Do we have that one already?
Yeah, as long as you don't put them up against each other in the first round, you could put it in there twice.
You are having a rough
Look, I've been Googling, is Erin Brockovich real?
I mean, we told you she was.
His pick actually would be against Elle Woods if we allowed the submission.
Saul Goodman.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Better call
Too bad he's
Saul.
Real, too.
Yeah.
There is a lawyer in the area who has... like basically complete ripoffs of the logo and of Saul Goodman's advertising. And I'm just like, yeah, I guess, but I'm just waiting for, it's like, man, you're going
to
get those. Yeah. I guess you're ready for it if you're
a lawyer.
But
Wheels.
All right. This might be a little too deep of a cut, but it was always one of my, back in the day when all you did was watch network TV. Do you remember the show, The Practice? It was a lawyer show.
Yes. Yeah.
And then there was a spinoff of that called Boston Legal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You remember Denny Crane?
Yeah, I have Denny Crane.
God, he's one of the best.
Yes.
It's obviously William Shatner, and he was just like the cockiest.
He's great.
And he would just walk into a room, he'd be like, Denny Crane.
Yeah.
Denny Crane.
And I think that
Alan Shore.
James Spader on that show was great, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I had Alan Shore on my
Denny
list.
Denny Crane is the choice on that.
I love it. I just loved how he'd walk into a room and just be like, Denny Crane.
I get a lot of TikTok clips.
You know,
of
Denny
that
Crane?
Show of the Boston Legal.
Okay. You know, Alan Shore is based on a real person, though. So,
really,
no.
Garped.
I'm gonna go with Barry Zuckerkorn from Arrested Development.
I forgot all about that.
What was that noise?
That's me forgetting things.
It's like,
brilliant.
Perhaps the worst lawyer ever.
Barry's very good.
Okay, you guys can pick between two. I went to law school because of L.A. Law, and I loved Arnie Becker.
Oh, yeah.
Between that or another Tom Cruise, Mitch McDeer in The Firm.
I love The Firm.
Oh, that was good.
That's a great movie.
I feel like, it depends. Some people didn't see it, but Arnie Becker was pretty great.
I'm not a fan of The Firm. Sorry, Rachel.
That's okay.
I didn't like the movie?
I
didn't like the adaptation compared to the book. It happens all the time if I've read the book.
See, this is why you don't read.
You said his name was the character is Arnie Becker.
When they don't make a movie out of it, reading is great. Yeah, but it can ruin a movie. It really can. Yeah. So
how many we need, Rich?
We need one.
Oh,
Skip. I think I have a good one.
Okay,
that maybe is outside the box thinking. Tom Hagen.
I love it.
Oh yeah.
Perfect.
Incredible. I love it.
Let's go.
To me,
Godfather.
That's the only one in my mind that could dethrone.
Yep. That's great.
That's a great one.
Because he was great.
What a pick.
I mean, talk about a great character. My favorite actor of all time. Mm.
I have a very specialized practice. I represent one client.
Exactly. Exactly.
Great.
Exactly.
Sweet 16 brought to you by Weber Chevrolet. Can't say enough good things about Skip and his people. We're just talking. My last Jeep I bought from him got totaled by a couple of scumbags.
And that wasn't my fault.
It wasn't his fault. He had nothing to do with it. Wouldn't that be crazy if I turned around and it was you? Yeah. That happened to me one time. Yeah. The worst accident I ever got in, I was T-boned at 6 in the morning on my way to a landscaping job by my former driving ed instructor.
What?
From high school. Yeah, he's going about 80. Blew through a red light and T-boned me. Crazy.
And that's what you don't do, kids.
That's what you don't do. Ta-da. Okay, Sweet 16 of fictional lawyers, Atticus Finch versus Matlock. Right out of the gate.
Atticus.
Yeah, I got to go Atticus.
Yeah.
Finch. Lionel Hutz versus Jim Carrey and Liar Liar.
Lionel.
Hutz. Vinny Gambini versus Jackie Chiles.
Vinny.
Oh,
I got to go Vinny.
I got to go Jackie Chiles. I love Jackie Chiles. Oh.
Vinny moves on. Elle Woods versus Saul Goodman.
Well.
Elle.
Never seen Better Call Saul, so I guess I got to go with Elle.
Elle moves on. Tom Cruise from A Few Good Men versus Denny Crane.
Denny Crane.
Denny Crane.
Tom.
Tom.
Oh, man.
I'll hate being the tiebreaker.
I'll go Denny Crane. Okay. He's just too cool.
Mickey Haller versus Barry Zuckerman.
Zuckerkorn?
Zuckerkorn, sorry.
And I'm going Barry.
Mickey Haller. I've never seen Arrested, so but I love Mickey Haller.
Barry.
Is it me? Is it a tie?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Where are we at?
I think I'm the only person that voted for Mickey Haller so far.
I didn't vote, but okay. I don't know if we need anything.
Barry moves on. All right, be right back.
Tell me why you cried.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And why you lie to me?
Welcome back, DGS.
Tell me why.
Doing the Sweet 16 brought to you by Weber Chevrolet. Skip is in with us as always. Sweet 16 of fictional lawyers. Couple to go in the initial round. Andrew Beckett versus Arnie Becker.
All right, no. Andrew Beckett is who?
Philadelphia. He's the main. He's Tom Hanks in Philadelphia.
Okay, I've never seen that. Arnie Becker is who?
He is
Corbin Burnson.
LA Law.
Yeah,
I've seen that just a couple times. So I have to go with that because I don't even know the other one.
Andrew,
I will say Philadelphia.
Okay,
Andrew Beckett.
Yeah, Philly.
Philly.
Okay. Jack McCoy versus Tom Hagen from Godfather.
Oh, man, I got to go with Hagen, even though McCoy's my guy.
Tom Hagen.
Tom.
There you go. Elite Eight, Atticus Finch versus Lionel Hutz.
Oh, that's one of the ones that could be.
Atticus.
Lionel Hutz.
Lionel.
Lionel Hutz has my favorite Simpsons jokes where Bart comes to him and he says, "Your card says works on contingency, no money down." And Lionel takes it and says, "No, that's not right." And he markers on the card so it says, "Works on contingency? No, money down."
That's good. I love him.
But I got to say Atticus because he's the greatest lawyer of all time.
Okay, he moves on. Vinny Gambini versus L. Woods.
Vinny.
L. Woods.
L.
Everyone underestimated her, but she got it done.
You know, they underestimated Vinny, too, and he got it done also.
That's right.
Well, it was really more almost, Vinny's girlfriend.
You know, they're almost the same character.
Marissa Tomei really did the heavy lifting.
The same character.
If she didn't have the car knowledge, that case would have gone nowhere.
I'm going to surprise you guys probably and say Elle Woods.
That is a surprise.
Yeah.
Denny Crane versus Barry Zuckerkorn.
Danny Crane.
Barry.
Denny. Woo! Tom Hanks from Philadelphia versus Tom Hagen from Godfather.
Tom Hagen.
Hagen.
Yeah. I think Hagen might have some momentum here.
He's the dark horse. We now have our final four. Skip, tell us what's going on this month at Weber.
Well, I haven't been in the last couple weeks, and so we didn't really talk about how good November was doing with Black Friday, doing it every Friday like we did last year, and it was really good. I was really pleased with November. I have found out last week that nationally, all the car companies, not just GM, not just Chevrolet, were displeased with the volume of November. And I don't really know why. I mean, Black Friday was huge in regular retail. And I don't know. I don't know why, because the year's been going so good. Maybe they thought because of that. So I'm thinking, okay, well, we had a great November, so good. But because of the displeasure, here comes increased rebates from Detroit. I mean, every companies doing it. So Chevrolet increased incentives. That means we can be even cheaper than we were in November. Now, yesterday, they did even higher. So we repriced everything today. Well, not everything, but most everything today, because they didn't change every line. So it's kind of cool. So I'm living what I think is the best of both worlds. I'm pleased with what we did in November. I think we had a good month. A couple of my stores had like the second best month of the year. So that's all great. But with people in Detroit not happy nationally, there goes the incentives.
Good.
So we can do maybe even better in December, and off to a good start. We are.
Yeah, that's great.
You know, when we have good volume, that gives us good used cars too, pre-owned.
Yeah.
So that just helps. I mean, it's great. I'm eternally blessed, and that's why I'm out of town so much.
Yeah. Lucky so, man. Yeah. Lucky man. Final four of fictional lawyers: Atticus Finch versus L. Woods.
I'll say Atticus.
Finchy.
Yeah, I gotta say Atticus.
Atticus.
Denny Crane versus Tom Hagen.
Tom Hagen.
You don't mess with Tom Hagen.
Okay, this is why we do the Sweet 16. I truly believe you could solve any problem by doing a Sweet 16.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, this has to beat this, has to beat this, and if it wins, you're like, well, there you go. Atticus Finch versus Tom Hagen for the win.
Tom Hagen.
Atticus Finch.
Atticus Finch.
Skip beat you to it.
I wasn't going to get thrown into the tiebreaker again.
Oh, man. Oh, I like both characters
so
much.
Yeah, I love both characters. You can't do...
But you know what? I've read To Kill a Mockingbird a lot, and I'm going to go with Atticus Finch.
Tom Hagen it is. There you go. Godfather.
Every now and then in the NCAA tournament, the number one overall seed wins it all.
Now the greatest paragon of morality in all of fiction has to go up against, like, SpongeBob for best pants or whatever.
Yeah, what is it?
Is it Plankton still?
Plankton still?
I think it is, but let me search for the sweet.
Talk about the ultimate battle of good versus evil. Atticus Finch versus Plankton.
I'm going Atticus.
I'm going to go Plankton.
What did Plankton win again? Evil geniuses.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going Atticus.
Plankton.
It's all up to you, Wheels.
Oh, for God's sake.
Remember when Atticus shot the rabbit dog?
I think the whole Plankton thing is overdone. Let's go with Atticus.
There you go.
We have a new Sweet 16 Grand Champion.
There you go.
As if there's a whole Plankton thing.
I was going to say, I was like, what do you mean?
He's got
a beef with Plankton.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.